You're listening to Take Note on WPSU FM. I'm Patty Satalia. In the second part of our show on the I-99 acid rock update, Greg Peterson talks with State Senator Jake Corman. He wants PennDOT to hand off the cleanup to the State Department of Environmental Protection.
We're speaking with Senator Jake Corman, who represents the 34th Senate District, which is parts of Center, Mifflin, Juniata, Perry, and actually all of those counties, plus parts of Union County, right?
Correct.
And you've been the senator since 1998, and currently you're the chairman of the Senate Public Health and Welfare Committee. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Now, pleasure to be here.
In the first part of our show, we had Mike Joseph of the Center Daily Times bring us up to date on the story so far. And then just a couple of weeks ago, you said that the PennDOT should be out of it altogether, that DEP, Department of Environmental Protection, should take over the project or take over the problem part of the project. You want to talk about that?
Yes. PennDOT they're the ones that unearthed the problem and created the problem since they were constructing this highway. And we've been at this for quite a few years trying to figure out how best to handle this this contamination and where ultimately to put it so that we can, keep the place environmentally safe so that the watershed, as water is not affected, and people who are now drinking bottled water there can go back to their wells. Also, so we can complete the highway and get traffic off of the very dangerous highway of Route 220. So it was frustrating to me that when PennDOT finally came forward with a solution, which was sort of a radical solution, but a solution nevertheless to move all this rock from State College essentially to Indiana County, taking the top of a mountain and moving it by truck, 150 trucks a day for a year. That was their solution to ultimately resolve this problem. And of course, the communities where they're moving into weren't particularly thrilled with that,
right?
And so they backed down. And I'm not saying that they were wrong to back down. What I'm saying is they backed down and said, we want to look at other options. Well, I would have thought after all these years that if there were other options, that this had to be the more radical approach to move a mountain across the state. You would have already ruled all those options out before you came forward with this solution. And it was just clear to me that PennDOT had lost the faith of the public, that we don't really have confidence that they can handle this issue. It is really an environmental issue now. It's not really a highway building issue. It's an environmental issue. And so I was completely frustrated with PennDOT and their actions, and so I thought at that time, and I still do, that they should be removed from the project and allow DEP to step in. Now, DEP has not really been interested in doing that. they claim that they need to remain a third party, kind of independent, to look at it, to oversee what plans are ultimately decided to do, and then they could permit it and approve it or not. And so if they were in charge, they couldn't do that. Fine, I guess. I wrote a letter to the governor. He hasn't responded, so my guess is he's not necessarily interested in removing PennDOT. So if PennDOT's going to remain on the project, fine. We need to work with them and figure out a way to move forward. And what I've been trying to stress to PennDOT and Department of Environmental Protection, DEP, that they need to come forward with a process so that when the ultimate solution is decided upon, that the public has some faith in it, that they went through their due diligence, they rolled everything out, which clearly they must not have if they're back to looking for other options. I would have thought, again, that before you suggest to move a mountain, or at least part of a mountain, that you would have rolled everything out. So we need to develop a public process where people can understand why decisions are being made for how they are. A lot of people there's a misunderstanding in the community. A lot of people keep talking about, why don't we treat it on site? Why don't we treat it there? It came of the earth. Why don't we just rebury it? And according to the law, this is DEP's view of the law, they're not allowed to leave it there. Because the Buffalo Run watershed is listed as HQ, a high-quality watershed, a high-quality stream, with trout and fishing and so forth there, that any contamination must be moved. That's movable contamination. It must be moved by law. So I don't think a lot of people knew that, although it's been out there for some time. That really, they haven't really publicly talked about that. So
if they say there is, it must be moved, do they have prescriptions as to how to move it and what to do with it?
No. No, it's just that when there's a contamination, it must be moved. And so that's why DP, and maybe this is easy for them, wants to sit on the sideline. And then when PennDOT comes up with ideas on how to move it, they will either approve it or disapprove it. And so that's the position DEP wants to be in. They want to be on the outside, look in, and give their expertise where needed, and then ultimately, you know, give approvals when finally PennDOT wants to make a permit to how they're ultimately going to move the product.
Yeah, it would seem that DEP is well within their rights to protect the environment and say if you find something that has to be that should be moved, it should be moved. But isn't that only half the formula? Shouldn't they also be prescribing what to do with it, how to dispose of this environmental problem?
Well, I think they are in a way. I mean, they're not ultimately picking the solution, but I think they're telling what levels you have to reach to be qualified as far as something at a disposal site. If you're gonna dispose it somewhere, what you're gonna have to do to contain it, liners you got to build, fly ash that they talked about at the other site. So they're gonna ultimately give that expertise to PennDOT, but they just don't want to be, I guess, maybe responsible for picking the ultimate solution. So they are saying the guidelines, they are saying the parameters of what PennDOT has to do. It's sort of weird. It's two state agencies. They ought to be able to, I think, work a little better together, although they've done fairly well through this project. But it's been frustrating. I mean, we've been at this for many, many years now. I said when they decided to back up on their last plan that it was kind of like the movie Groundhog Day. Every time we think we've woken up and we're moving ahead, we're back where we started. And we really are. And it's frustrating. And I think the people have lost a lot of faith in PennDOT, and that's why I had suggested that they move aside. But clearly that doesn't appear what the governor wants to do. And I understand for PennDOT, I mean, this is an election year for the governor. And so he's very politically sensitive to upsetting outside communities. I think that was clearly one of the reasons why they decided to back up from their plan to move it to Indiana County. But I think maybe we can find something better. I hope we can. And we just have to, again, develop a process. I'm meeting with the two secretaries of the agencies next week to discuss with them the process we're going to put forward so the public understands why decisions are being made as they are.
Okay. It was recently reported that PennDOT was going to go ahead with the project and leave and worry about the pyritic rock later. Can you tell us about that?
Well, there's two different types of contamination up there. Now, the same one contamination, I should say, but there's two different types of problems. One is the movable rock. These are stocked up in piles. They've been unearthed. They've been moved. And so they have to be moved away and put in some sort of facility containment that will not allow that to spread. The second part is the cut face of the highway.
That's when you drive up there and
right.
You see the black
right.
Black membrane
correct.
Over them with the sandbags weighing
correct.
Them down.
That's not movable.
Right.
So they have to treat that as well. And so what they're doing, while they're searching for a site to move the movable rock, they're going ahead and getting permits for the immovable rock, the cut face, to go ahead and start treating that, which is fine. That's what they should be doing. I mean, we can walk and chew gum at the same time in state government. And so they're going to be doing that at the same time, getting the permitting for what they plan on doing to treat that. DEP will have to approve it. There'll be a process of the public, I think, will get a chance to comment on the solution. And then hopefully, not too near distant future, they will have a proposal for the movable rock as well.
Now, there's probably they've encountered this type of thing in projects across the country before and across the state. Do you not know?
No. I mean, clearly, this is the first time they've really run into this kind of problem here in Pennsylvania. And I don't know. I haven't heard of too many across the country. Normally, you drill ahead of time, which they did, to find out if there was any of this pyritic rock, and then you don't unearth it. And for whatever reason, which is something we're going to have to review, my focus has been to date, let's get the environmental contamination cleaned up. Let's do what we have to do to get that done, and then let's get the highway finished, again, to get the traffic off the road. But once that's completed, I think it's very important for the legislature to have some oversight and to review what these agencies did and how we got into this mess. Not necessarily to roll heads, a normal reaction to someone should be fired for this or someone should lose their job. And that may ultimately happen, but I think it's important that we review. I mean, we're going to spend 50, 60, upwards of millions of dollars fixing this problem.
Right.
That's dollars that could be going to other transportation projects around the state. And so, that deserves review to make sure we find ways that this never happen again.
It's been called one of the most expensive 1.5 miles in construction right. history.
Well, I kind of referred to it as our big dig. They had the big dig scandal up in New England. And this is our not necessarily a scandal yet, but it certainly is a major problem that has cost the taxpayers a lot of money.
And what do you think will be the outcome of it? Do you have any idea of the timeline for this? I mean, that's what everybody wants to know. When will it be done? Is it your lifetime, my lifetime?
Oh, I certainly hope so. I have a three-year-old daughter, and I said I hope that she's not able to drive when they finally get this highway completed. I can tell you that clearly, I think for no other reason, all the pressure they're getting, PennDOT wants to be done with this. And so they're moving as fast as they can. As a matter of fact, if anything, I may be slowing them down a little bit just because I want them to be a little more public in their processes. So they want to find a solution. They want to find it quickly so that they can get rid of this stuff and they can go on and finish the highway and not have to be spending all their time worrying with this issue. So I would hope by early, before summer even starts, that we have a plan in place and that we're actually beginning the permitting process. Whether that's achievable remains to be seen, but I certainly hope by the summer we have a plan that everyone has seen, looked at, and said, okay, this is where we need to go. Let's start the permitting process, which takes a while. You'll need, specifically if you go to a greenfield site of sorts, that you're going to have to go through a whole permitting process where PennDOT will have to lay out what they're going to do, spend 30 days taking public comment. They're going to review it and then come back again. So there's a 60 to 90 day process at least to go through to get anything permitted. So I'd like to get that started as soon as possible. But again, I think it's important. I don't want PennDOT just coming down off a high mountain as Moses and say, oh, this is our new plan. Here we go. I think the public needs to have input on it before they go ahead and start the permitting process.
40, 50 years ago, there probably wouldn't have been a process at all, and they would have just done something with it, and that's it. But now things do have much more process. Do you think overall that's good? Because it does slow down progress, but do you think it is in the public good and the public welfare to do that?
Well, I think it's always in the public good when government operates in the public, operates openly. That means there's more comment and we do things better. Anytime you're doing things without public sight, I think it's cause for concern. You know, PennDOT has not been as open in this process. That's one of the reasons I've been so critical of them, as they should be. Again, the whole issue of the not being able to treat it on site. I mean, if they would have just put that out there more publicly, even though they weren't hiding it, but if they'd have just put that out there publicly, you know, years ago in a loud way so people knew that. And I can't tell you how many people have come to me and said, well, we got this, could treat it. We got this, could treat it right there on site. Well, that's not allowed. We have to move it. So you know, they need to not just look in a vacuum for solutions. They need to look in the open for solutions so that people will have a comfort level when the ultimate solution is arrived at, that it was arrived at in a way that makes sense.
Well, thank you very much for your comments, and you'll keep us appraised, I'm sure.
I hope to. I would like to have this behind me as well.
Thank you very much for joining us, Senator.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
For Take Note, I'm Greg Peterson.
This program was produced in the studios of WPSU. If you have a story idea for Take Note, send an email to wpsu@psu.edu. Podcasts of this program are available at wpsu.org. This has been a production of Penn State Public Broadcasting.